Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's a wake-up call, 404-726-0929, or you can hit us on the X at 92.9 Morning Shift. Allison, would you like to give out your Twitter? Because you butchered it yesterday to me, and yeah. I was not able to tag that. So
yeah, my Twitter is AllisonWSB.
There you go. Channel 2 is Allison Mastrangelo and SquidBilly at 929
Center.
I don't even know.
One L.
Allison.
Not Allison.
Allison. A-Town Alley, as you've been called before on these airwaves. Look, we got to
get it's at SquidBilly 929 if you're curious, since you wanted to just kind of.
No, that's what I said.
That's Dylan.
I said that's SquidBilly 929 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Nah, you butchered it, bro. I even got Bozier. I said that was disrespectful.
Yeah, the nation will provide or something like that. I don't know.
If you want your t-shirt, just call.
D-Led did tweet out a SquidBilly t-shirt yesterday. So that was, anyway.
Yeah.
That was fun.
D-Led's a big fan. He's in Squid Nation.
From a Hall of Famer.
That's right. We have Hall of Famers in there.
Yeah. Anyways.
D-Led, Algie Crumpler. You ain't got nobody.
We got to hit these wake-up calls, man. 404-726-0929.
Drew Butler.
Speaking of the Mafia, let's go ahead and head out to our boy John in LaGrange. Wham, wham, wham! John, tell him about it, baby. Let's go. Start it off right.
What's up, Godfather? Hey.
Let's go.
Tyreek Hill may win a sprint, but, you know, let's take synchronized swimming. He would drown because he couldn't hold his breath that long underwater. So there's a lot of things that, you know, folks can and can't do. Miss Allison.
Uh-oh.
Miss Allison.
Uh-oh. Careful.
You're fair game because it's wake-up call.
Let me say this.
You got dogs. You got gators. You got razorbacks. You got tigers. You got all kinds of folks in the SEC. Some things should either be made up or just not spoken, because when you say fighting cross and it's an owl with a little hat on his head, not good. Either make it up or just keep it to yourself.
Yo,
love you. You don't make up little words that don't exist, and you don't giggle all the time.
The profs.
So
the profs.
You're wonderful for the show, but just, you know, fighting profs. I don't know.
Yeah.
See ya.
I appreciate that.
Great call, John.
Mike Mafia.
I just want you to know that. I want you to know that that's what represents Mike's Mafia. The Johns of the world.
All right. Well, if you want, speaking of representing the Mafia or Squid Nation, let's go out to our buddy Chief out in South Fulton. Chief, good morning to you, buddy. What's going on?
What's happening, King?
Yeah, we're talking.
Chief. That's right, Chief. Nation of Domination in the house. Watch your mouth. Good morning to the Shoe Princes over there and to the leader of Mike's Mafia, All-American Mike P. Johnson.
Flam, flam, baby. Let's go.
And, of course, my tribal chief. And you guys, you know, you were talking about the polls. And I'm telling you right now, the polls are for the people. The polls get the people going. You know, they just get the people going.
That's right. I'm with you.
Yeah, that's right. And I got a question for you guys. It's a little off-kill, but me and the guys were arguing the other night. We were arguing about the smartest TV animals. So the three we came up with was Mr. Ed, the talking horse, and Flipper, and Lassie. Who's the smartest? I say that Lassie's probably the smartest, but I'm more interested in the talking horse. What do you guys think?
I don't think Mr. Ed was that smart. I let me think. It's got to be Flipper.
Well, yeah, I think the dolphins are one of the smartest animals around, so I would go with Flipper. I think Lassie
was actually just elephants intuitive. Are pretty smart.
Yeah, it would. Was there a TV elephant?
Oh, TV.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. No. Yeah, yeah. No, Mr. Ed, Flipper, and Lassie.
Wait, what did you mean?
You're doing great, sweetie. You're doing
That's
great.
So early.
You know who was really smart? Was Wishbone, the dog.
I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah,
I'm
Wishbone
familiar.
Was a little dog in a TV show that I watched as a kid, and he would solve
Air
mysteries.
Bud. What about Air Bud?
Well, Air Bud just played basketball. I mean,
That's
he wasn't really smart.
Good.
Air Bud's recycled. They put him on TV.
Wishbone solved
crimes,
though. So I would say Wishbone is the smartest TV animal.
Yeah. What's the dogs? The
Air Bud, Golden Retriever.
They came back. Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound.
Whole group,
yeah.
They were so smart.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The one that Michael J. Fox is the one that he played the voice of. That dog wasn't very
But he was in a good pack.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Chance.
And they made it home.
Was it Chance? Was Chance the older dog's name?
Chance.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think
they made it home. So that's my vote. Not elephants.
All right, let's go back to the lines, 404-726-0929. Let's bring in our buddy Devin in Kansas City. What's up, Devin? Good morning.
What's up, gang? What's up?
What's going on?
So, I'm 33 years old, and in my existence of life, Notre Dame has done nothing since I have been alive. But yet, every year, they're in the top 10 for some reason. And I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Them and Penn State, for some reason, get these little passes that I don't get. Now, I would switch them for Missouri, not because I live here, because I don't like the farmers up here that I live by. But I put Missouri there. And I feel like in the SEC, they give Georgia the biggest test in the SEC, just in my opinion.
Yeah.
And before I go, I got to ask Squid. Because, Squid, I saw you post that picture of you in your T-shirt at Falcons camp. You're not acting like the water boys going around hassling everybody. Hey, man, you buy a T-shirt? You want a T-shirt? Damn,
permit
trying to sell the damn T-shirt, man.
No, D-Led just wanted to take a picture with the legend like me. But I'll tell you one thing. I got some news for you. Notre Dame, when you were two and a half or two years old, they were cheated out of a national title by Florida State and the people that vote in these polls.
What?
Because Notre Dame beat Florida State that year on the field. And then only lost one game all year, just like Florida State, but had the win over them head-to-head. And still, the pollsters voted that Florida State team with Charlie Ward as national champions.
Well, I was going to say, Notre Dame hasn't done nothing. They played in a national title game, 12 years ago? And that didn't end well, but at least they made it that far.
You can talk
about the schedule all you want to. They also went to the college football playoff, 2 years ago?
Dave, I think they went twice.
Yeah.
They produce NFL talent.
Is that what it is? That's what we're talking about.
Oh, Manti Te'o did play for
the Saints. All I can think about is Tyrone Willingham and Charlie Weiss and everything else. So hopefully, you know, look, Brian Kelly was good.
Brian Kelly's been.
But he ain't there no more.
Yeah, Brian Kelly's, other than Lou Holtz, you know, Brian Kelly's the best coach they've had in the last 30 years. So.
All right, let's go back out to the line. Let's go to Chris in College Park. What's up, Chris? Good morning to you, buddy.
Smell what the nation is cooking.
Chris, don't come in with that energy right
Let's
now,
go,
man.
Chris.
Hey, they ain't cooking anything.
You know what it is, man. Squid Nation in the building. How are you doing, fearless leader?
Good, sir. You?
I'm doing fantastic. All-American?
I'm doing great, buddy.
Nice. And welcome, Allie. I got it right, Allison?
Yes, that's right. You're right. Good morning. Yeah. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to get right to it, man. I'm going Falcons football. I hadn't had a chance to jump in yet on last week's game. But first, man, a wake-up fist bump to Trice and that injury crushed me, man. As somebody who wanted a defensive pick the past 2 years with our number one overall pick, it was a bummer to see him go down because I was really looking forward to seeing what he was going to do along with Rook or Ro-Ro-Ro. So, Trice, if you're listening this morning, man, get well so we can see you next season. And then secondly, and I want to get y'all's opinion, I told you last time, I think when I called in, I played ball at Kansas State University. Well, one of my teammates and best friends was a guy who played receiver named Greg Washington, who is the father of receiver Casey Washington,
whoa,
who popped last week with Lefty Penix. And just want to get your guys' opinion on Casey, how he looks, and do you think he's going to make the team? And one more thing, and it's always important, hashtag Squid Nation, hashtag Squid
It's not important. Dylan, cut this man off.
Very
I do
important.
Want to I had so much fun talking about Casey Washington after the game on the post-game show because he is on the all-eyeball team, if I've ever seen anybody. Like, you look at that guy, he is a Jesse-looking dude. First one off the bus, chiseled out. I'm like, I need that guy's workout program, bro. Like, whatever kind of calf raises this guy's doing, he looks like a workout warrior, man. And I do think he's going to make the team. I think that, you know, that path became a little more clear, unfortunately, with the injury of Rondale Moore. But he's next man up in that rotation. Michael Penix obviously loves him.
Yeah, I think it's Darnell Mooney, Drake London, Kadarrell Hodge, Ray McLeod, Casey Washington, and, you know, another.
And whoever can play special teams.
Well, and I think James Washington could make his way in there because I think he still can maybe play a little bit, and he's coming back. But it's Casey Washington has been nothing to impress me. I think there's some things he's got to work on. Like, all these guys, that's the whole point.
He's a rookie.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. You know, you're a six-round pick, right? You're not going to come in necessarily, and there's...
He's got that chip.
The Puka Nakuas don't grow on trees where guys come in, great route runners, and they just excel in year one.
Yeah. All right, let's get to one more call. Let's hit to our buddy Larry out in the truck. Larry! It's all right if you want to come to
the mafia. What up, what up?
If you're ready right now to devote yourself, we'll accept you.
Mafia, and I got to split that in half, but I'm going to get that to that in just a minute. Give me a second. First of all, just welcome to Miss A-Town Shoe Princess. Everybody gave you a nickname already.
I love it.
Yeah, I haven't had the opportunity to call in. I was kind of sick last week, so this is my first chance to get to call in and say what's up and welcome to the show. Secondly, Squid Billy, I saw your T-shirts, man. And even though, you know, I'm not all up in Squid Nation, I will support her, brother, and get a T-shirt from you. And
well,
soon
thank
as,
you, Larry.
As soon as Mike's not a problem, bro. As soon as Mike's Mafia and Tiffany Nation come out with their T-shirts, I'll get one of those, too. So, but in the meantime, you know, I'll be walking around with Squid Nation on just to irritate the other two people.
I love hearing that.
Boy.
But at any rate, you guys have a good show. I'm back in the truck, so I'll be bugging you guys the rest of the weekend. I'm going to come with – oh, Squid Nation, you need to let us know when the golf tournament's going to be, bro, for real. I'm just saying.
Larry.
You need to let us know, bro.
Larry, when I can tell you, I will. When I can tell you, I will. I know you want to play. Trust me, we're going to make sure – I make sure you got a spot. Yeah. We'll talk to your boss about including them. I just can't announce it yet. It is above my head on when I can announce. However, glad you're feeling better, and I appreciate the support because, you know, we talked about making some Mike's Mafia shirt a part of the Squid Billy collection.
I don't think so. Rusty's in the bullpen. Rusty, would you – thumbs up or thumbs down, would you wear a Squid Nation shirt? Yeah, that thumb is almost going through
well,
the floor
Drew
right
Butler,
now.
Who also is on your show, would
right
disagree
now.
With
Drew
you.
Drew doesn't want anything to do with that Nation
yes,
anymore.
He does.
He told me he quit.
No, he didn't.
Real quick, it's my niece's birthday today. I got to give her a shout-out, Aaliyah Runnels. She turns 15 years old today. I can't believe that. She was a senior in college when she was born. So shout-out to her. Happy birthday. And look, man, the goings-on continue. Atlanta sports scene. We'll talk about the Braves. Talk about the Falcons. Stay tuned here to the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910 again.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What am I going back to a Guitar Hero or a Rock Band here? Anybody else?
I'm Bon Jovi,
just
baby.
Absolutely just roll through this in Rock Band. Maybe it was Guitar Hero. Just used to just destroy this. You know what I mean?
Oddly enough, whenever I think of this song, I think of, what was that, Deadliest Catch? I think of that show.
That's actually a great call.
The fact that that's the only thing you think of when you hear this song makes me feel old.
He's a youth, man.
Makes me feel old, but also this is from Allison's neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Jersey.
Jersey's own John Bon Jovi.
That's right.
I thought he's from Philly.
No, he's from Perth, Amboy, New Jersey.
Like the Philadelphia Arena League team?
The Soul, I believe it was called. Him and Ron Jaworski.
Yeah, that's right. Jaws.
Yeah.
Had a beer with him.
Good dude. Ron Jaworski is a great dude.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit of Atlanta Falcons here in a minute. Jerry Gray had some interesting stuff to talk about. Now, one of the things that did pop up, we didn't get to get to this in the wake-up call, but somebody was given a wake-up call recently, and it might be the girl sitting to my right now.
I forgot about this already. I forget what you talk about.
Allison's talking about
during the break comes out in the show.
Talking about so that's how radio kind of works.
That's funny.
So it's so funny. Allison was talking about how, you know, just how different dating is nowadays.
Yes.
Like it's just different than it was 10 years ago or whatever that may be. But you said you were given a book recently by a member of your family. Can you please explain to the people what happened?
My mom is just, you know, she loves to give gifts that always kind of have a meaning to it. And so I'm home last week. And I'm helping her. She just had knee replacement surgery. I'm home last week. She's like, I got a book for you since we're just chilling at home. I'm like, that's awesome. I was like, what?
Yeah, you're like, oh, cool. Is it like a, you know, is it a novel?
It says How Not to Die Alone is the cover. It says How Not to Die Alone.
Very,
I'm like,
very
mom.
Subtle. Very
She's
subtle
like,
by
you.
She's
worried about you.
I'm like,
she
mom,
is worried about
I'm busy.
You.
I got a lot going on. And she's like, no.
How Not to Die Alone.
And you know what's sad is I started reading it. And even I was like, I'm just going to read it.
Yes.
I was like, no. I'm not going to lie. When I was on the airplane, I'm like covering the cover.
Oh,
I'm like,
my
I don't
gosh.
Want anyone to read this.
You bought like
it's
a book cover?
Good.
This reminds me of that scene in Wedding Crashers when he's like, I'm reading self-help self-help me books or don't kill myself books or whatever.
No, and
it's so, you're getting married.
It's good. It's by Logan Urey. I don't know if I'm saying right, but like it's like a scientific. It does like sociology studies, and it really gets in depth about how this is the hardest time to date. It made me feel like okay, I'm not alone. I'm not alone.
Does it focus on like
dating styles and like the. Like
okay, so
problem.
It's more like, it's not like actually when you're dating somebody, it's more like about like when you meet people, how you should act. Is that what it is?
It's everything.
It's
yeah,
all encompassing.
Is there a chapter about lowering your expectations?
Yeah, kind of. But basically it's like no one is perfect. So just because something bothers you, like, because I think that's the problem with like dating now and the apps and everything. It's like, well, I'll just find someone that doesn't bother
tough
me as
thing,
much.
You know, tough
like
thing.
My parents met, like my dad's car broke down in front of my mom's soda pop shop. He came in and used the phone. And that's how they met. And now they've been married 55 years. I got married at 19. And that I'm here. How not to die alone? She's worried about me.
That's a pretty cool. That's actually a pretty cool story. Yeah. But I love the subtleness of your mother. She's like,
oh.
Hey, sweetie. Yeah. Got you a gift.
I was thinking about you. And I thought this book was just perfect for you.
It screamed your name.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's actually like hilarious. She's sarcastic. It's funny. It's good.
I love that, man.
We'll see. In months from now,
it worked. You know what I mean?
Now,
she's just word.
I can't. I was going to say.
Hold your tongue, Squid.
Say it.
Hold it.
When
don't
you finish
it.
This book, are you going to give it to any of your friends?
Oh, giving it to Tim. I'm giving it to Tim. She's first on my list.
Oh, you did not.
Oh, I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
No,
I had to. She told me to. She told me to.
Yo.
She said to do it.
Hey,
Alice is like, hey, we're starting a book club.
Hold on. I will give the book to Tiff. It doesn't mean she's going to read it.
That's
it's going to be on her bedside.
Is she a LeBron-style reader where they're always on the first page?
She gets through one page.
Well, I could have a book club with her on it.
Oh, my goodness.
It.
Take the pastry man with you.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. There, I got it, Dylan.
After Tiffany reads it, we can get it to Abe as he texts me and said, I might need that book too.
We'll have a book club. We'll all just read in a circle together.
Okay,
there are exercises to do in the book.
Oh, are there? Group activities.
Book quiz.
Gabe Orton.
Oh,
that a boy,
Gabe,
man.
Don't change, my friend. You're the best.
Don't change.
That's awesome.
Lord of mercy. I don't know how I'm supposed to talk Falcons right now. Jerry Gray, there's your pivot. Jerry Gray met with the media yesterday, and he talked about the impact of all these injuries, man. Who's going to step up?
Well, right now, you know, the biggest thing that we got to do is we got to see who's going to be that next guy. You know, we always talk about next man up, who's stepping up, and that's what we're looking for. Who's going to step up and be that next guy until we get DeMarco back? And I think that's the attitude we had last year. That's the attitude we got to keep building because you never know. You know, this league is so physical, you're going to lose some guys along the way. Can the young guys that are after him step up and make plays? If they can, you're only going to make us better. You know, if you can't, you're going to make us worse. So it's up to a lot of guys that are playing backup that really gives you the strength of what you're really going to be.
All right, I got a question. I know that Mike's running point and everything, but I got a question. The fact that DeMarco Helms is playing, he goes down in a game, and the Monday after, they're talking to Justin Simmons, and Justin Simmons is in town. Does that tell you what they think about Richie Grant?
I think they would love to have a long-term answer. I mean, Richie Grant's in the final year of his deal, right?
But I also don't. But I don't think here. But you, Mike, I don't know if Justin Simmons is a long-term answer. I don't see Justin Simmons coming here and signing anything other than a one-year deal to get himself next offseason.
Yeah.
Now maybe I'm wrong. I mean.
Do you think those are conversations that you have, and both of y'all can answer, are those conversations that Terry has with the agent before that visit happens? Is it like, hey, are we even in the ballpark? Do we need to waste your time, right, of flying him out here and visiting with him? Or is it as simple as, you know what, you're looking for 4 years, we're looking for two, don't even come?
Well, Allison, wouldn't you agree that's the first thing that they talk, what the money, the parameters of the deal, which is money and length?
Yeah. No, 100% I think it comes down to that. I'll be honest, I wasn't totally listening to what you just said.
she's texting Tiff about how she just dogged her on
the radio.
My producer
Justin texted me and I answered him back. He's talking about... Anyway, but I will say this. I will say, talking about Jerry, he's so fun to listen to. Like, I learned so much every time.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, every time he talks, I learned so much about him. Even when they were going to play the Packers and, like, talking about Aaron Rodgers and everything last year, like, always love talking to him.
We had a scary experience in the elevator.
You and Jerry.
Yeah. So I know that most of those things. This is not a story you can tell off the. It's not like a story you can't tell. But we're at a hotel on Friday, and I get in. I'm going down to the gym, and I guess he was a floor above me. He gets in, and when the elevator went to close, it was one of those doors that like start wobbling and then boom and shut.
No, no, no.
And I looked at the cashier. I was like, well, that makes you feel comfortable, doesn't it? He's like, loud door. The loud doors on these elevators. But he is a great guy to listen and talk to. We've had him on the show a few times. He's so good for the secondary. I mean, if you were to land Justin Simmons, you would now have Justin Simmons, alpha leader, Jesse Bates, alpha leader, AJ Terrell, who I don't think is needed to be a leader in his young career, but I do know is an alpha and could be. And then you have Jerry Gray leading them. I mean, and don't forget veterans like Kevin King and Antonio Hamilton, who have both played and contributed. And guess what? Jerry Gray, Kevin King, they have a history. That's why guys like that. The versatility could be huge. And Mike Hughes is another guy that has some veteran, he's been a veteran now. He's trying to kind of find his way in some ways in this league. But
well, I'm glad you brought up A.J. Terrell, too, because I think when you look at the opportunity to sign a Justin Simmons, you have to move money around, right? And you have to talk about where that money is going to come from. The Falcons have some of the least amount of calorie space in the league. I think it's just over $3 million. They have to move money around somewhere. That means cutting somebody with a big contract. I don't see who that would be at this point. I don't think it's going to happen. Or that means signing somebody to an extension and trying to move that money around. A.J. Terrell seems to be the obvious kind of choice in that situation. Would you be opposed to it? I mean, I think he's going to be paid. I don't know that he's a top five corner in the league, but I think he's going to get probably top five money because of what he brings this team.
Well, there's 64 starting cornerbacks in this league on the outside, right? And you take that and you would say that A.J. Terrell is in the top 15 to 20 of that. I think that's pretty freaking good. I would take, A.J. Terrell deserves a contract.
You think he's a top 15 corner?
Yeah, I think he's in there. I think he's had those years. I also think you got to remember some of those guys that get a lot of credit for being really good corners also play behind elite pass rushes. And I don't think he has ever played behind an elite pass. I know he's never played behind an elite pass rush.
Good point.
And I still think he's a good player. Yeah, if you have a problem with A.J. Terrell getting paid, then you need to rethink about how you evaluate NFL players, because the reality of the situation is there's a – He's one of the better guys in the league, and they're not cheap. And if you let him walk, where are you going next year?
Not very far. But he's had a good camp. I'm here for it. I am curious to see when those numbers start to come out, if and when they sign Justin Simmons, where that money comes from. Man, AJ Terrell seems like the obvious choice. All right, we come back here on the morning shift. We're going to talk a little bit of Braves, the big win last night in that pitcher's duel, and we got a life of Squid.
Local program lands a big-time recruit, and another one could be on the way. On the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
That's right.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of the morning shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Channel 2's Allison. She's trying to get her retweets up so she can go to Dublin.
Yeah, go to my
trying
Twitter.
Trying to get that
retweet.
Vibe.
Retweet. Retweet and go to Dublin.
I'm
off to a slow start, guys.
And why you get?
I need 100,000, according to my boss, to be even considered to go.
Well, we're gonna work on this because I'm all in now. Because what bothers me is when people on Twitter try to inject themselves like this doo-doo dog guy. I was like, it ain't gonna happen. Like, okay, well that's because you're a Georgia
just
fan.
Sit back and watch,
yeah,
there, buddy.
It's like, all right, there, tough guy. You know what? Just go tweet someone else, doo-doo dog.
Yeah. We do want to get to a live and squid in just a minute. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The Braves last night, Bo, pitcher's duel, you were talking about. You were highly entertained. I don't know that I was highly entertained, but I enjoyed seeing the Braves win a squeaker. And you just, more times than not this year, have not seen the Braves be able to pull that out. You get into extra innings, Raisel Iglesias goes 2. Chris Sale was electric, so was Blake Snell. But the Braves were able to pull it out in the end. And look, man, I'm not going to say I was awake until the end, but just watching a little bit of this was it's nice to see the Braves win a game like that.
Well, I don't know why. First off, I thought it was really cool when Chris Sale walked off and after seven innings, walked off the mound. He pops up the guy and he's like, "Oh, you're not entertained." I thought it was pretty cool. Why would you not be entertained? Why is it when two pitchers, starting pitchers of that quality, go out there and literally pitch to the highest level, 23 combined strikeouts between the two of them.
Why are you looking at your producer?
No reason. I really need to find that AP writer that wrote that. That's wrongly. I don't know why that's not entertaining yet if we have the worst of baseball where there's 17 runs scored and you blow an 8-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth and you say, well, that was a fun game at least. No. No, it's not. That is the best you can get from those two guys. It was, and then Rozell Iglesias comes in, two inning appearance from him, which is rare, four strikeouts. That was a really good game last night, and it was because you had really good starting pitching, and we just don't see that as much anymore.
Mike and I said we respected it.
Respect it,
that's definitely like a playoff game. You need to win those because that can happen in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's way more fun when you're watching the ball go out of the park.
Yeah, here's the thing.
And I just love that.
Chicks dig the long ball. So do some guys.
Chicks, yes.
And here's the thing. Here's what I will say, Bo. And look, don't get me wrong. I did enjoy watching the game last night, and I enjoyed the pitching performance from Chris Sale. When you do have a pitcher's duel, though, it takes out so many other facets of the game that are so much.
Like what?
Like an outfield assist at home plate. Like strategy
so
of a
often.
Hit and run or a guy going first to third.
Hold on. The outfield assist, I'll give you. Maybe, because sometimes you have those in one-run games. But you're telling me when a guy, Blake Snell threw three guys. Now, Chris Sale didn't walk anybody. They gave up, I think,
that
five.
Was the difference.
I think five combined hits. That's eight base runners between those two. You're telling me there wasn't a moment where there was a hit and run on, or maybe a base? Chris Sale had runners on first and third with no one out in the first inning and got out of it. That is the best of baseball. It doesn't.
I'll give you that.
Just have to be points and runs. Like, we are so boring as people that we think that's the only way to be entertained instead
TikTok.
Of the beauty of sports. Yeah, we need flash instead of seeing the realness of what we saw. That's the best you can get last night. Just like the best you get of this show every freaking day is when I do my segment.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. Well, W Sauce, well, Bloody Mary mix. It's Garrett Chapman approved, and he doesn't approve a lot, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to WSauce.com to find the Bloody Mary mix, and you can go to your Kroger's, your Publix, your Ace Hardware's.
Publicis.
I mean, it's all over the globe these days, at least the continental United States anyways. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck. You want a fifth wheel like Mikey P here, the All-American does. You know what? My boy Anthony at Status Truck and Trailer Repair will hook you up because it is the only official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
Best part about having new hosts in here is they get to look at you when you're doing this whole ordeal and wonder what in God's name is going on in this studio right now.
Oh,
so
boy.
That's always a joy.
I think that Allison was a fan of my transition to throw to my segment. Were you not?
I was.
Were you not entertained?
The people heard it.
I don't know how to do that. I gotta learn the off button. I'm not used to that.
No. Don't hide the joy, the excitement and the joy of me doing my work. All right. The Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. That's right. We're going to talk Georgia Tech football, ladies and gentlemen. Offensive tackle, 27th ranked national prospect Josh Petty. He committed to Tech yesterday. That is huge recruit for Tech. He's the 6th ranked offensive tackle in the 2025 cycle. He picked Tech over Ohio State, Florida State, Tennessee, and Stanford. And that's a good pull. And I would say this. Getting a in today's era of NIL, to me, that tells me. I asked Brent Key a question last year at an off the record.
Your if boy, it's off the record, can you share it?
I was going to say, it's on the record now.
Back to J School.
I'm not going to give his answer.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you that I asked him a question about the NIL and how Tech thought they could be competitive and could they be. And I'll tell you this, he was confident.
Attaboy.
And guess what? Landing picks like this, mm-hmm. he's making me confident in that part of what he is building there. I have said this all along. Brent Key was the right person at the right time for this program. And I don't know. I think it fell in their lap a little bit. I'm not going to take things away from what Jay Batt and what he's doing, but I think this fell in their lap with Brent Key, and I think this could work very, very well. He just knows it. And Christian Garrett, who's a top recruit as well, just decommitted. He's a four-star that just decommitted. He's a defensive tackle from Georgia, and there's rumblings that Georgia Tech and Tennessee are at the top of his list because they were there earlier, so they could maybe get another guy. It could be a really important 2025 class for Georgia Tech and Brent Key. Tech fans, you say we don't talk about you enough. You keep giving us news like this. We might even have Garrett Chapman. We might let him, who covers Tech, say a sentence or two about them as well.
It's the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech, baby. We love talking a little Tech on here.
Good for them.
A-Town Alley, Miss Shoe Queen, it's been an absolute pleasure
for
the last couple days.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you hanging out with us. Please give us a glowing report next time you talk to your best friend, Tiffany Blackman.
Oh, I will.
Just don't tell about the book part.
Let her know how delightful.
I'll let her figure it out.
She'd be like, these guys were so delightful. Tiffany's going to be like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Nah, they were so delightful in the morning. All right, when we come back up, man, we're going to talk to the Steakhouse, figure out what they have going on. Rusty Manziel back in the bullpen right now, getting loosened up. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929. Here on the Morning Shift.